We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Let's do cat talk. Well, before we get to headlines here, let's do cat talk. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. I'm drinking a Celsius Sparkling Kiwi Guava right now.
So good.
Here is what David Dwork wrote today on Hockey News, thehockeynews.com. The Florida Panthers, and we talked Panthers in the 2 o'clock hour if you want to go back and listen to it, but the Florida Panthers, this is what David Dwork writes, Florida Panthers were given a gift on Tuesday night in the form of a Penguins loss, keeping the Cats' dimming playoff hopes from fading farther into darkness. Entering Wednesday night's game in Toronto, that's tonight, the Panthers sit 3 points behind Pittsburgh for the second wild card spot. Both teams have 8 games to go. The Penguins next two are at home. Thursday against Nashville, currently in the same spot as the Panthers, in that they're both 3 points back of the last wild card spot. And then Saturday against Boston, who are far and away the best team in the NHL. Florida's next two are tonight and then tomorrow, Toronto and Montreal. After climbing back into a playoff spot as recently as last Monday, the Panthers have dropped 4 straight games to find their season on life support. Turning things around against a top team like Toronto would be a massive boost to the confidence of a Florida team in desperate need of some positive vibes. Perhaps that boost will come in the form of Sam Bennett returning to the lineup, though that won't be known until at least after the Panthers' morning skate at Scotiabank Arena. Maybe you can look and see if Sam Bennett's going to be active tonight. So there you go. It's getting super dicey, but Pittsburgh is giving them a little bit of a lifeline here, and it would start with a nice little no Sam Bennett tonight.
Sam Bennett ruled out.
All right. Well,
just get in the tournament.
Florida Panthers, we hardly knew you.
They can still get in.
Yeah, they can.
Yeah,
they can.
Just get in.
8 games left.
There's inconsistency. We talked about it earlier.
Well,
are they going to make any noise?
And if they end up playing Boston in the first round, I know everyone says, oh, all bets are off in the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs. Listen, if you've watched one period of Boston hockey this season, they ain't going anywhere but the Stanley Cup finals.
Yeah, they ain't making no noise.
Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. Here's that sound from Sam Reinhart we promised you earlier.
The Bruins can scoot. Is that what you're saying?
They can scoot.
They can scoot.
I had a joke, but like, because I was going to say they weren't making no noise, and you said they're playing the best team in the league, and I was going to say, well, they're making a noise. But all I could think about was a dog sad sound. Of
a whimper. A whimper. If they end up playing Boston, it'll be a whimper. Listen.
What's a cat sad sound?
Because
you have that little raggedy-ass cat.
That cat is so nice. I will jump over this console.
That cat is terrible.
What?
He doesn't listen to you.
Are you out of your mind?
He lays on your chest at night. Try to kill you.
Doesn't try to kill me.
That cat's trying to kill you.
An affectionate cat. Love Rocky.
Send him over there by me.
Rocky's like he's almost like a dog. It's like just, you know.
He's almost very, a dog.
Yeah, he's very affectionate. He, a lot of cats, they're very,
antisocial,
standoffish. Antisocial,
standoffish.
Not Rocky.
Because they hide around, they sneaky, they steal.
Nah, they don't steal.
They steal. Jump on the counter. Get off my counter.
Wait till we move, and this cat doesn't know what hit him.
You should leave him.
He is how? What's so funny?
No,
leave
I mean,
at the house.
I think that's a great idea, actually. That's his comfort zone. He doesn't need you.
Mm-mm.
He needs the house.
I'm not going to sit here and listen to this Rocky slander.
You know how they ask, are you leaving the fan? Are you leaving this, you know, TV mount? I'm leaving the cat.
No. How dare you? You both insult me to my core. All right, let's get headlines here with Alejandro Solana before they get me really angry.
Plus, if you want your cat to be like a dog, just get a dog.
Mm-hmm.
Just get a dog.
Too much work. I mean, you just dropped $3,000-$4,000 on training. I didn't have to train Rocky at all. He did.
Yo, he's a damn dummy. You know they get him. Listen, I'll train any dog out there. Give me a grand. If you're spending $4,000, call me, give me a grand, I'll train your dog.
Yeah, but like I got the Caesar Milan of Kendall.
No, you don't.
Who are you?
The Caesar Milan. I'm the Caesar Milan of Davey.
Caesar Milan of Kendall.
Put him in the cage, pop their little nose a couple times.
A dog is a lot of work. I don't think I'll ever get another dog, by the way. It is.
We had a dog. I've told you the story. Like 3 days, thing walked to the bottom of the pool. His name was Barkley. Cute as hell. I tell my wife, it's your dog. She had to get him out of the bottom of the pool. What am I going to do? I told you at the beginning. Because she always says, she always loves to do this when we're around people who have dogs. She's like, can't we get a dog? Because she knows, she paints me out to be the bad guy. And I always go, get a dog. I would love for you to get a dog. Mm-hmm. I mean it. But I'm not helping.
Yeah.
I'll get all the affection. I'll pet the thing. I'll play fetch. I'm not getting up at 4 a.m. to take a dog for a walk.
My rule was, don't bring anything else in this house that I have to feed.
Mm.
I have to feed humans. I don't want to feed anything else. Asia just went and got 3 house plants 2 days ago. Got to
feed them.
And I told her, they're feeding. I have to spend money on them differently, but I still have to spend money on these damn plants. What do you think? Should I put them in this window or that window? I said, it's not my plants. They're your plants. I'm not a plant owner.
Great call.
See? I tell you, you got to let them know.
Great call. Everything, you got to let them know.
Everything walks in your house is your responsibility.
Got to let them know.
Yeah.
We've talked about this before, this whole, like, new wave of being a plant person, having a green thumb.
Hate it.
It's such a waste.
Your girlfriend, doesn't she like plants?
We have plants everywhere now.
Yeah, they're in front of the TV.
Everywhere.
It's a waste. I don't get it.
Hawk, in the shower. I have plants in the shower. Plants in the shower.
Yeah, I don't know.
Eucalyptus in the shower. For what?
Actually, that sounds very refreshing.
There is a blueberry bush on my dining table.
I mean, where are we? The Mandalorian? Like, what are we doing?
That's what OJ said. I don't know.
I don't like this plant trend. Stop it now.
Yeah, I don't want to take care of a plant.
No.
I just don't want to. The cats, they're pretty much able to take care of themselves. I would get a little tiny dog, little chihuahua, little teacup. I don't have to take it out. A little pee-pee pad.
You let it pee in the house his whole life?
A little pee-pee pad.
His whole life?
Yeah. I mean, you know.
Your house gonna stink.
It's fine. That's the only dog I would get. I don't need one of these big dogs, you know. They're,
you know what, but Hawk, think about it now. You're getting a little long in the tooth. You might need some protection.
That's why I'm moving these bokeh.
You know, you're walking downstairs late at night. You don't know.
Chihuahua.
Have a little dog, you know, a little pit bull.
Little dog in my satchel.
Hawk, you'll look good with a Rottweiler.
No chance. I do not understand. People like these big, nasty dogs.
Not nasty.
Barking at everybody. I don't get it.
Protection.
I don't get it.
You can name him Oats.
Protect your neck.
Huh?
All right, let's get a headline.
That's one thing, though. Because, like, drums and flats people, the argument. There's a lot of arguments out there that are worldwide arguments. The dog and cat people are really different type of human beings.
I mean, that I don't think there's any question that dogs are better pets. Mm-hmm. We have a cat because our son wanted a pet, and I wasn't going to take care of a dog. I just don't want to. Yes. I just don't want to. But I will acknowledge a dog is a better pet. You just don't have to take care of a
You're
cat.
You're a dog person with a cat.
Maybe.
I'm really a no pet person. I don't need pets. I don't need plants.
I don't get it. You know? We do it for kids. It's funny you say that. I wouldn't have anything if we didn't have kids. Yeah. Bro. More mouths to feed. Who buys something to feed? Hey, let me purchase something to spend money on for the next 10 years.
I love my dog. Like, I had never had a dog. I love my dog. If he passed away, I would be just devastated. I'm not a pet person, though. I've learned this over the past 2 years. I'm too lazy to be a pet person.
That, like, I always say, know your wheelhouse. I know my wheelhouse. If I'm out somewhere, we go to the beach. I don't want to have to say to myself, you know, we really got to go home and let the dog out. You know, who let the dogs out?
Woof, woof.
Yeah.
Woof, woof, woof.
Yeah, I don't need that. Now, the affection is nice.
If your dog passed, you would come to work the next day. It's fine.
No, I'll probably take like a couple weeks off.
It's fine.
It's fine.
It's fine.
That's what OJ said.
Don't put me in that boat.
All right, come on, let's get headlines here. We're going to fall way far behind.
Panthers at the Maple Leafs tonight, 7:30 p.m. Heat.
Because you get pet people angry. It's like when I misspeak and I have Batman in the Avengers and then the text machine lights up. I don't even want to look at the text machine with the pet people.
Guaranteed I have a DM or a tweet right now. Hey, speaking of disrespecting cats. Damn cat.
You have stray cats in your neighborhood? Because I do. I mean, once you have 35 cats roaming around your neighborhood, you develop an anti-cat agenda.
Listen, I just told you I could train dogs. I can eradicate your neighborhood of cats as well. But I'm not killing them. I catch them in cages and I relocate them.
I can tell when you can tell a bad neighborhood by the number of stray cats and the number of empty shopping carts. Those are my two barometers. I drive into some neighborhood, a couple of shopping carts up on a curb. I go lock them up and hit it.
Don't come to where I live, bro, because it is literally stray cats everywhere
and
Publix
carts.
And CVS shopping cart. But I live across the street from one. Go walk there. There are shopping carts.
Now, I'm talking about the neighborhoods. There's no grocery store in a mile and a half. There's seven empty shopping carts. What are we doing here? What's going on?
You know what's cute?
Hit it, folks.
That little sign they have on the edge of the parking lot telling people do not take the cart outside of this area.
Yeah.
You think they're really looking at that saying, no, 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 John, take the bags. Did you see the sign? We can't leave with this. It's so
is that illegal? Like, can you?
You stole this stuff.
Stolen merchandise.
But what are they going to do? Fine you? Take like a cop is going to ticket you if he sees you driving down Davie Boulevard with a public shopping cart? No, I'm taking it back.
No, I'm sure they have better things to do and probably won't stop you, but if they wanted to, they could. You stole somebody's stuff.
And you know that 14-year-old kid pushing the shopping carts, getting paid $8 by Publix, does not care. He sees you leaving that shopping cart.
Oh, they're thrilled. More shopping carts off the property. They're thrilled.
I get those big-ass shopping carts where you could put kids in the little plastic race car and the cart, but they can't fit into the little shopping cart line. They hate to see me walk into Publix because they know I'm getting that big-ass cart that they have to take by itself back into the store. And I tell the guys, like, you need help with your groceries? I'm like, no, just come on about 5 minutes to get the cart. And you just roll their eyes.
Yeah, you can't stack those up.
They hate it. I won't even have kids with me.
You just put Leroy in there.
You know what? I get it. So if I see Leroy, I can act like my kids are on the run and I have to leave.
All right. Headlines. We got to get the headlines.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.